The following message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Praise Team. That was fantastic. Yeah, amen, huh? Amen. Thank you, Jim, for bringing that opening too. That, you know, God always has a plan, right? Whether we know it or not, He always has a plan.
Always.
Always. You know, so how many people have been fed in the Word the last 2 weeks? Ha ha. Amen, right?
Amen.
Amen. And it's exciting to watch God move. And I believe a lot of it has to do with expectant hearts, you know.
Yes.
I think there were people expectant, and I know that God moved through the different pastors that were bringing the Word. Amen. And see, the Word won't return void. It's going to accomplish the things it was sent to accomplish, right? And it was sent to accomplish a work in this region. Amen? And we're seeing that. There's manifestations happening right now. And there's manifestations on the way. On the way, right? Because the promises of God are yes and amen in Him. They're yes and amen. And they're on their way. And so we're excited about that. As I was praying, you know, this week and the different things that were happening. And it's funny because as the Lord had been speaking to me, the word develop, you know, and of course, Pastor Bert, he's all about development. He's all about preaching, advancing the kingdom in yourself. Amen. That way you can share what you know, right? Because you can't share what you don't have. I can't give you something if I don't have it. But if I have it, I can share it. Amen. Amen. So that's where we're going to go today. The word develop, defined, means to grow or cause to grow and to become mature, advanced. And that's what's happening in us, right? We're maturing in His Word. And that process happens in our soul, right? Because as we're saved, the Spirit of God comes into our spirit, sealing us, right? That makes our spirit 100% holy in His Spirit, because He won't go anyplace that isn't holy. Amen? Because Jesus paid the price, it enables us to receive His Spirit. Amen? Whoo! But now, our souls have to develop in Him. Amen? Father, I thank You for Your Word. I thank You for this opportunity to come before You and declare Your Word across the airways, across this region, Father. It is an honor, Father. And Father, we know Your Word says Your Word will not return void. It's going to accomplish things. We're going to see the manifestation of that accomplishing of Your Word. We're going to see it. We've already seen it, Father, and we are expectant. We know what's coming, Father. We receive You. We love You. We honor You, Father. Lead us by the power of Your Holy Spirit in wisdom that we would be able to receive Your Word and then put it into application in our lives, Father. We thank You for this opportunity in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so we're going to start with Psalm 92. I'm going to read verses 13 and 14, okay? And just think about that theme. We're being developed, right? I'm reading out of the New King James, okay? Verse 13. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord. Okay? Those that are planted in the house of the Lord, this is what happens, shall flourish in the courts of our God. Shall flourish. So being planted in the house, being planted where God has sent you to be planted, in the house, in the local fellowship, in the church, okay? When you're planted, right? Anybody ever planted something? Yeah, we planted something around here, right? When you plant something, you take a seed and you put it in the ground, right? That seed gets watered, it gets fed. And the next morning, you see it grow up, right? No! No! None of my seeds anyway. And if you got those seeds, share them. It takes time, right? And I think of the verse that's in Isaiah 37, 31. You don't have to go there, but the word says, taking root downward, to bear fruit upward. And I've talked about that. Taking root downward, right? Taking root downward. The development of that plant requires taking root downward before anything pops up. And the thing about roots, okay, there's two things about them. They do two things. They absorb nutrients and water, and they anchor the plant. Okay? Now, you see, it doesn't take a biologist to know that. Did you guys know I am a biologist? Got my degree and everything hanging on the wall. I never used it a bit. I never used it a bit. But I know those two things, right? Those roots absorb water and nutrients, and they anchor the plant. Let me read the rest of Psalm 92. Verse 14 says, they shall still bear fruit in old age. Ooh, there's production. There's production, right? There's production that happens. When a tree bears fruit, you notice. People partake in that fruit. Amen? They do. They shall be fresh and flourishing. That word flourish, you know, flourish, you know, think about a plant flourishing. But the word in the Hebrew means to break out or to fly. Ooh, how many people want to fly? Amen. How many people want to break out of wherever they've been? Amen. Me too. Right? We've been getting these good word, the good word of the Lord from these different ministers of God, right? It's helping our root system to take down, to anchor us, to absorb, right? We're absorbing, right? All right. Let me develop this. Absorbing nutrients. In Matthew 4, we know this verse. Jesus answered, and who is he answering? The devil. That's who was answering. What does he say? He said, it is written, he's quoting Deuteronomy 8, by the way. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Amen? Do we need nutrients? Yes. Vitally, right? John 15. I'm going to start in verse 5. I'm going to read verse 5. Read it all. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me. Did we talk about that the other day? Yeah. Abiding, right? He who abides in me. Who is Jesus? He's the Word. That's who he is. And I in him bears much fruit. Amen? The nutrients of him, there's fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Okay, let's go to verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Sounds a little bit like Pastor Eric's message last night, doesn't it? Seriously, it flows. Imagine that. Praise God. Amen? Amen. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, if you're receiving what I'm giving you, the development will produce something. It'll produce something. You will ask what you desire, and it shall be done. By this my Father is glorified. Ooh, that's the point, isn't it? Isn't that the point? That you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples, my students, my followers. Man. You see, the nutrients of the word, we have to take root down into. It has to become a part of us. You see, you may not see the root, but that's a vital part of the plant. And you'll see the production of that root in the fruit that that plant bears. Amen? That happens in our lives. You see, there was a lot of word put into this ministry that started 25 years ago. There's a lot of word put in. And nothing popped up for a while. Because in the natural, things have to be happening. In the supernatural, the natural may not be changing. You're not seeing anything pop up. You're not seeing it. But there's taking root downward happening in his word, right? And then that one day, boop, little bit of green, boop, just little. Where's the fruit?
Wait on it. Keep feeding it. Watch it grow. Watch it be building an anchor for the things that come against what God's doing. Amen. But that taking into that nutrients in the root system produces. Okay. See, when you're in the house and you hear the word preached, right? Go to Romans 10, you can look at that. It's verse 8. We won't go there. You hear the word preached, you're taking in nutrients. So yes, it's Bible time. Amen. It's your time. You're in the Word, like Pastor Jim said. You're in the Word, right? But it's also going out to the tent meeting. It's hearing the Word preached, declared, spoken verbally, power released for that Word to go accomplish something, not only in your lives, but in the lives of others. That's advancing the kingdom. When you come into church, you're planted in the house. Your root system is growing. Why? Because we're preaching the Word of God. I say that with assured confidence, not with pride, but I know we do. Because that's what we're supposed to do, amen? Because that's where production comes from, is by the nutrients of His Word. We're living by His Word. We're living by Jesus, amen? Because we have things that we're requesting, we're desiring, and God's going to have them done. Calling in a harvest to souls to God in our region. How long have we been speaking that? We're seeing it. But we're just seeing the sprout. Amen? Just a sprout. Water. Two things, right? Nutrients and water. Water. I can feed the plant all day long, but if I don't get any water, we got a problem. Right? All right. See, where this comes in the word water is in reference to the Holy Spirit, okay? You need the Holy Spirit of God, vitally. Obviously, when we're saved, we receive Him in fullness. Praise God. ABCs of salvation, is this the time we say that? This is the time. We always say the ABCs, right? It's always about the fundamentals, right? Always. When I was in little T-ball, all the way through playing in college where I went, it was always the fundamentals, ABCs. We have to admit and acknowledge we've sinned. We need a Savior. B, we believe Jesus is that Savior. Praise God. And C, we confess that with our mouth. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that He rose from the dead, we will be saved. That moment, praise God, the Holy Spirit of God comes inside of your spirit. Amen? And guess what you have? Water source. Whoo, living water, man, ready to water those roots. You see, and we've talked about this before. I repeat myself a lot, sometimes because I forget, sometimes just because I repeat myself. You can receive information about the Bible. I've known a lot of folks that knew about the Bible. They knew about God. And that information tells about the Word, right? But revelation. You see, now I'm not knowing about God, I'm knowing God. See, revelation brings not only information, it brings that revelation that reveals things that promotes action. See, I'm not knowing about anymore. I'm knowing Him. See, I don't want to know about my Savior. I want to know Him. He knows me. He loves me. In that relationship, I need to know Him. And I have His Spirit inside of me, revealing Himself to me, revealing His Word to me. So now I'm not just reading stuff, right? And guys, we're all about Scripture confessions, right? Amen. And that's good, because that presents the Word into your mind, that part of your soul that is your mind, right? But it's got to sink from here into here. Right? And as we've said, how many times we heard this said, it's got to get into our heart and then it'll come out of our mouth. How many times have we said that as a church, right? The abundance of the heart, our mouth will speak, right? Amen? But it's got to get down in there. And it starts here. We read the Word. But then as it starts sinking down into that close spot that Pastor Eric was talking about last night, where the Spirit starts influencing the way you think and starts revealing what God has to say, now you're taking root down. You follow me? That's where that anchor comes in, which we're, when I think of the word anchor, hope. Hebrews 6, I'm gonna go there. Hope, it's anchor to my soul. I have to have that anchor because guess what, folks? The wind's gonna blow. Hail's gonna come, all kinds of things that Satan's gonna send against you to inhibit growth, to inhibit the bearing of fruit. See, if Satan can inhibit that, people will not see what's going on. He's trying to stunt the advancement of God's kingdom. We have to be anchored, which is my next thing. I'm just ahead of myself. That's how I roll, right? All right, roll. John 16, you guys know this verse. I love it. I love it so much. I count on it. John 16, 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come. Has he come? Oh, yes, he has. And living inside of us, he will guide you into all truth. Man, he'll not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he'll speak and he'll tell you things to come. I count on that. I count on him. I count on him telling me of things to come. I can't tell you how many times in my life I knew something was coming before it came. Hard things too, by the way. Things that might have startled me had I not known they were coming. But the thing was, he was getting me rooted down in him, so when that came, we're not moving. We're anchored. We're anchored, right? The weapon may be formed against me. It's not going to prosper. It's not going to. Because we're anchored in him. The Spirit has watered those roots. We have the nutrients of the word so that we can rightly divide the word of truth, right? I mean, if that scripture tells me I can rightly divide the word of truth, well, we can wrongly divide it too, right? I mean, how many people have been in church and heard some wrongly divided truth? We all have, right? And that's okay. The Holy Spirit comes in and straightens those things out so that we're anchored where we're supposed to be, anchored in him, in the truth, by his Spirit. You see, the Spirit will never go against the Word, ever. And the Word will never go against the Spirit. That's safety right there. That's where everything's established. The Word and the Spirit, mouth of two or three witnesses, everything's established. Amen? And it gets established in you. And when you're established, you're planted. See? And see, we're a Spirit-led body. Amen? We have to be. You know why? Because I don't know what's coming. But he does. Amen? All right. Is this making sense? Good. James 1, I'm going to read 21 and 22. Therefore, lay aside all the filthiness and overflow of wickedness. That's flesh stuff. That's flesh stuff that comes against us, right? And receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. Guys, once you're saved, it's about the development of your soul, your mind, will, and emotion coming into conformity with the Spirit. Amen? And then it says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only. See, you'll never be a doer of the word without getting the word in you, the nutrients, and it watered by the Holy Spirit. Now you can actually do the word, amen? And really be a doer of the word. That meekness, you know, that's power under full control. As I looked at it in the Greek, it's a mildness of disposition. See, a lot of times because our soul has stuff, our mind has been infiltrated with stuff from the world or from our past or whatever, we create our own hardness where the Spirit's trying to dig in that hardness, right? We have to receive what he's speaking by the word with that mildness that we got to soften ourselves. Like sometimes, you know, you'll read something and it kind of hits you. Oh. Start puffing up a little bit hard. I don't know if I'm going to receive that. That's not the way I was taught.
Listen, I'm not saying just take what anybody says, no. Test it against the Spirit and against the Word. But let me tell you, when it lines up and you'll know, allow it to sink deep inside of you. See, allow it. Even if it gives you an owie, so, it's okay. We can push through those owies, right? As he anchors us in him, amen? Because it's so much more important that we get in position, planted in his house where he's planted us, taking that root downward so we can break out. Amen? Okay. I think I got the nutrients in the water. Let's do a little more on the anchor, shall we? Right? Because that's what roots do. And we're taking root downward because we are fruit bearers, the fruit of his Spirit. Amen? It's who we are. Okay. Anchor means to be held strong and firm. Go to Matthew 7. I'm going to read 24 through 27. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine, that's his word, and does them, putting it into application, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew. There's a storm, people. And it beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. It had a firm foundation. It was anchored. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Storm came, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and it beat on that house, and it fell. And look what it says, and great was its fall. Great was its fall. Great was its fall. Because guess what? People were watching that house. I knew a storm would come on that ministry. Storms are going to come. How many times you heard me say, count it all joy. But remember, count it means command joy. That's what it means. When various trials and tribulations come, for the testing of your faith produces patience, allow patience to have its perfect work in you, that you would be mature and lacking nothing. Amen? That's development. The storms are going to come. That's okay. We're going to be anchored in that. Anchored in his word, in him. Our root system has taken that root downward to bear fruit upward. It is anchoring us. Amen? All right. Colossians 1, 26 and 27. The mystery. Read all of it. Read all of it. I'm going to start in 26. The mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. Who's that? It's us. What's the mystery? Jesus. Okay. Salvation through him, through faith. Amen. Okay, 27. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Ooh, that's us. Listen to this, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. I've heard Pastor say it once, Pastor Bert, once. I've heard him say it 1,000 times. The hope in this world is the church. It's you. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hope. Great expectations. I expect good things. I'm confident. That's hope. It's not a wish. I expect it.
Yes.
I'm confident in him, right? Why? Because he's in us, right? The hope of glory, Christ in us, in the church, amen? That's the mystery. He's using the church on this earth to advance his kingdom, to bear fruit. So when people drive by, they say, look at that fruit tree. That thing's chock full of apples. Right? They don't have to guess what kind of tree it is. They know what kind of tree it is because the fruit, right, is flourishing, breaking out. The hope of glory. Hebrews 6, 19. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. Whoo! Jesus gave us access to the Holy of Holies. Gave us access by his Holy Spirit, right? And it has nothing to do with my ability to do good. It has everything to do with him. Now, what did I have to do? Believe.
I had to believe. I had to believe to receive his Spirit. And see, it was the Holy Spirit all along that was drawing me to Christ. It said you can't know Jesus was the Son of God except by the Holy Spirit. That's what it says. That's what the word says. He was chasing after me all my life. But receiving him, and then receiving his word, and then taking root downward, planted in the house. Amen? Being planted in the house matters. Those interconnections. You know, I'm looking into roots and stuff, and of course I'm thinking back to the botany days. I hated botany. I was a physiologist. That was my thing. But botany was kind of important, especially the aspen groves. Anybody seen aspen groves around here? You've seen them. If you haven't, about fall, go up Highway 12. Go on. Go up over. Come on. You'll see some aspen groves. You'll see colors that you can't even imagine. And the way that those grow, right, is, you know, they are the largest single organism because it's one. Their root system is one. I was thinking about that. The church, we are one. And though the different trees look different, that's okay. We're one. They produce a little different. We're one. That root system is there. And it even talks about how fires will come in. Doesn't matter. You know what happens the next spring? They sprout back up because they're anchored. It's amazing. I don't even like botany, and I was reading it going, wow, that's fantastic. Right? It is. And so beautiful. And people notice. People notice. They notice. Because you can't deny the manifestation of God's work. Oh, you can deny it, but you look foolish. Which the world kind of looks foolish sometimes, right? But the church, that's us. We provide hope because of him. Because of him in us, right? We're people right now, and let me tell you, folks need some hope. Because a lack of hope is hopeless. I had English too in school. I did. I barely passed, like Pastor Jim said, but I passed. Have you ever worked with someone that's hopeless? That spirit of oppression is so heavy. So heavy. And they just want to break out and just even just a pinprick of light in that dark hole. And see, our God doesn't provide just a little pinprick of light. He overcomes the darkness with his light. I mean, it's like that dark thing, and all of a sudden the lights go on in full. Wow! That's the kind of breakout he provides in his hope. Amen? And you get to be a part of that. Advancing his kingdom on this earth, you get to do that. But we only do that in fullness as we're planted in the house, breaking out, flourishing, taking root downward, absorbing the nutrients and the water, and being anchored. And let me tell you something, you'll encourage people when the storm comes and you're anchored. I've seen it. I've walked into hospital rooms and walked out with more faith than I walked in because the person laying in the bed, they're speaking more faith than I come in with. And I'm like, praise God. I mean, I ain't got to worry about this situation, I promise you. Amen. I'm fired up now. It's contagious because we're connected. Amen? Man, we expect. That's why going to the meeting. And I promise you guys, there's an anointing on Pastor Eric. That gifting and calling's there, and we're going to receive tonight. Amen? I'm ready because, again, I know how things have springboarded over all these years. From the moment we talked about tent meetings, I think it was at our kitchen table. And all of a sudden, they stepped out in faith and did it and started making connections because those root systems are connected. Yes. Amen?
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton. For more information, check out our website at www.lighthouseraton.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lighthouseraton. Please join us in person at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings at our new location, 1310 South 2nd Street in Raton, New Mexico. You can support the Lighthouse Radio Ministry by giving online at www.lighthouseraton.com or send a check to 1310 South 2nd Street, Raton, New Mexico, 87740. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea.